Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the ongoing fight against cancer, scientists have enlisted the help of many substances that would be harmful to non-cancerous cells. Judith Ockreiter, associate professor of biology at the University of North Florida, explains how a protein that causes blindness could be used to slow the development of some cancers.
As a biochemist, I am curious about the relationship between cell surface proteins and cellular metabolism in the neural retina of the eye. In the retina, rods and cones receive small organic molecules from supportive Müller glial cells to fuel the production of cellular energy required for vision. The importance of the transfer of these small molecules is best demonstrated through studies of the Basogen Null strain of mice. These animals were generated using genetic technologies that prevent them from expressing Basogen proteins and have been determined to be blind from the time of eye opening. Basogen, a cell adhesion molecule, associates with a specialized transporter protein that moves small molecules across the membrane. In the absence of Basogen expression, the transporter is also absent from the cell surface, and the molecules cannot be transferred to the rods and cones. As a result, the rods and cones never fully function, and the animals are blind. In contrast, development of cancer involves overexpression of Basogen and its associated transporter protein. In that situation, too many small organic molecules are transferred into the developing cancer cells. A great deal of cellular energy is produced, and the cancer cells grow at a remarkable rate. In the near future, my laboratory hopes to study a cancer that is specific to the eye, known as retinoblastoma. Specifically, we would like to determine the contribution of Basogen and its associated transporter protein to disease progression.
That was Judith Ockreiter of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.